This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so since President Trump has taken over office, many people have questioned his, shall we say, his lucency, his competency, his ability to be president of the United States. And prior to COVID, people seemed to be pretty happy with him. True, House wanted to impeach him and all that. But you even saw people on the other side going, okay, you know what? We can do this. All right. Unfortunately, politics are politics, and politics will always rear its ugly head. And what I don't think a lot of people realize is when you decide to make a political move, it affects all sides. So here's Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, wanting to set up a commission now such that they can invoke the 25th Amendment, and we'll talk about what that is, to remove President Trump from office because they believe President Trump is in a quote-unquote altered state. Now, I would question, you know, the timing of this because if Joe Biden is about to take over office and he is starting to, you know, be a little bit more seasoned and, you know, maybe not as quick on the, you know, remarks and the lucidness of his remarks as he used to be, that 25th Amendment could go both ways. Unless this is a plan, this is all a plan, so Kamala Harris becomes the next president of the United States. I don't know. But altered state means somebody who is, I don't know, citing the ABCs or the dictionary or the New England Journal of Medicine, all of a sudden alters and can't ramble off the ABCs or the New England Journal of Medicine or get dressed or eat their meals, you know, or zip up their pants or avoid, unfiltered comments. So if anybody asks me how I felt President Trump's behavior was this last week or two compared to any of his behavior we've seen the last 4 years, I can't say it's altered. I mean, President Trump has been being President Trump. But where everybody is focusing on is this video that the President Trump made, I believe it was yesterday, talking about Regeneron. And he actually looked happy. I mean, you know, he looked happy. Now, you know, mind you, if you've ever been in the hospital for a few days, if you've ever been on medication, if you've ever been scared that your life is in jeopardy, you're going to be a little euphoric, all right, you know, coming out of that. It was pretty scary last week for him, my guess. And I was asked if I thought he was manic during that interview. And I've watched that interview now half a dozen times. I didn't see mania. I saw a happy man who kind of did the same thing he always does, going, hi, it's me, your favorite president. You really don't see that with presidents. I don't ever remember Obama or Bush or Clinton or Reagan going, hey, it's me, your favorite president. Ah, yeah, but then again, you know, he's got some showbiz background. That's how this presidency has worked. But the one thing President Trump did do that I saw very, very clearly is he played defense. And the one thing everybody wants to pounce on him is how come he got an experimental drug that shaved off days, if not weeks, God willing, of a very serious course of COVID that could have left him in the hospital for days or weeks. How come he got this experimental medication and nobody else can. And so what I got out of that video is he had to make clear that he wants everybody having the same access to that medication as he, and he wants to make it free. Now, people said that was manic. People said, because he was saying, we're going to do Regeneron, which is a polyclonal antibody that they're antibodies that are infused into you. It's a cocktail. You know, he got a Regeneron cocktail with a dexamethasone chaser. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's an infusion. He got an 8-gram infusion that allowed him to have antibodies ready on standby to attack the virus before they got to replicate even more. And from what we've seen in some of the studies, small clinical studies thus far, small groups of patients, it halved their hospital stay or halved their course of illness, cut in half. So this is a dream medication. I mean, for a 74-year-old male who's obese, and obesity is now a risk factor for COVID, 74-year-old male who's obese, right, being exposed to as many people who's exposed, of people trying, you know, wanting him dead, for him to be out of the hospital in 3.5 days, yeah, the medicine is a miracle medicine. And he wanted to make sure that people knew that he wanted other people to get, all Americans to have access to it, and for it to be free. So if he is, you know, touting off this good news and this plan, you know, and he's rejuvenated, he might be a little happy. The other thing President Trump wanted to make sure was apparent is that he was thanking the Lord for this whole experience. In fact, he said it was a blessing in disguise, because if he didn't get COVID, then Regeneron might not have made it into the news, Regeneron might not have been tried, and then Regeneron might not now be available for everybody. So him getting COVID could have been the best thing since sliced bread. Him saying that, I don't think, is manic. You know, he's also, playing to his religious base, going, you know, he's not going to credit his success on man-made things. He's also going to credit the Lord for him still being alive. So when I look at that, I look at him playing political defense. And I believe a medication that works on the president should be made available to everybody. Everything he said in that video, I agree with. I also agree that him getting COVID might be benefiting the country as a whole, because now we're talking about Regeneron. Hopefully he'll be able to have the power to make sure that this, if it is clinically proven to be advantageous, access to everybody, paid for those who need it. There were some positives out of it. So going back to what Pelosi wants to do, I'd be more concerned about her mental state than anybody else right now. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, as states are, and cities and counties are fumbling with their budgets, and as, you know, we hear the government promise to, you know, cover this and that, we... in my neck of the woods, you know, are seeing spikes in violence, and we love our first responders, and we don't see, personally, I don't, on my opinion, don't see how defunding the police at this point in time is the smart thing to do. In fact, I think it can make matters worse. Well, joining us next is Detective Steve Gramis of the Las Vegas Metro Police Department and Las Vegas Police Protection Association. And Detective, thank you so much for joining us, because I can't wait to hear your take on what you think we should do.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, first, thank you for your service and you know, Metro and all of you guys. You guys put your lives on the line every single day. Tell us about how, you know, you think we need to approach, you know, this whole controversy with law enforcement.
You know, as we look at the calls from politicians to defund police departments, the truth is that as we've seen across the country, places that are making movements to disband units, to downsize police departments, are having spikes in crime like they've never seen before. I think here in Las Vegas, our sheriff is doing a very good job. He's committed to keeping our police department fully staffed as he can. And we're just getting an overabundance of people from California wanting to come here because the rooms are cheap and the airfare is cheap and they come here causing problems. But when you look at these places like New York that got rid of their anti-gun unit, things like that, their spikes in crime are really hurting the good citizens that didn't want police defunded. The truth is you should be overfunding them, giving them more tools, more training to be better at what they do, not making it worse.
Exactly. You know, there were calls, obviously, you know, over the last few decades for, you know, cameras and for, you know, live feeds and for, not exactly sure the term you use, you know, for having, you know, the cameras on your uniform. And those are costly. And so, you know, you hear sides saying, you know, well, we want more transparency, but that costs money. How do you do that and then defund, at the same hour? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's a funny situation with body cams. When I took over as president of the police union here, and we're one of the largest police unions in the country, I negotiated that put body cams on our officers. And some of our officers were like, Steve, why would you do that? I said, because it's going to show the good stuff that we do.
Right.
It's going to also show that these people that claim you do bad things, it's going to show that they're lying. But yeah, when you talk about, hey, we want to have body cams running the entire shift on an officer, well, you're talking millions of dollars in storage data and equipment.
Right.
That the truth is when we did roll it out, we had groups like the ACLU saying, hey, we don't want them to turn them on in certain situations. We don't want them on the whole time they're in someone's house. It feels invasive. So the same groups that were calling for body cams to be on every second of the shift were now saying, well, not in certain circumstances. So it was a funny paradigm that we were in. But the body cams are great. Our officers now love them. They're guys that refuse to go out and work without them on because
exactly.
They know it's gonna, you know, show what they're doing is proper as opposed to things that they're doing that they shouldn't be, which doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, exactly. Because now in this day and age, you're guilty until proven innocent. So if something happens, and, you know, mind you, we've had some tragic things happen, you know, over the last few years and decades. And so, you know, at this point now, if anything happens between, you know, altercation between somebody and a cop, unfortunately, yeah, the cops are guilty until proven innocent. And so the camera at least allows them to have some evidence or have some witness there.
Yeah, and you always want, we always tell our officers, I want your body cam version telling the story. I don't want a cell phone video from across the street that didn't capture every little nuance of the interaction. So when you look at the cell phone across the road, it can't show the subject's facial demeanor or that they're clenching their fist because it's from behind. And it looks like an officer just punched someone for no reason. Whereas his
right.
body cam will show, oh, no, look right here. This is where the fists are starting to close. This is where his body's starting to blade off. Our officer sees that in a split second and knows either I defend myself now or I'm in a fight for my life. And so the body cams are a great tool for us nowadays. We want our officer's perspective. And, you know, we look at places like where the shooting with Jacob Blake. We would have loved to have seen body cams be on those officers, and that's where – you talk about defunding police. Again, we've got a police department that does not have body cams. Let's get them across the country for people. Let's have some federal money put into it to give them the tools so we can see when an officer is saying, I did this because, and they can prove it with the body cam. And the body cam isn't the end-all be-all. You can watch a body cam and the frame rate could be so slow that you don't pick up on everything. And I have two experts that work for me right now that are commissioned officers that are certified in breaking down frame by frame body cam and video. So when you watch a closed circuit camera and it skips and shows you standing and all of a sudden you fell, they're able to break it down and show everything that happened in between with that video, so it can prove what the officer says, even though what you saw doesn't look right. We right. can now prove, no, it actually is accurate what he said.
Absolutely. We're talking to Detective Steve Grammas, president of the Las Vegas Police Protection Association. And now, you know, people have said with everything we've seen with Jacob Blake and, you know, Breonna Taylor, et cetera, that the police need to use non-excessive force and non-lethal sort of means to protect themselves. But, you know, can you explain to the listeners how, you know, when somebody turns and points something at you that looks like a gun, what are our officers trained to do? There's really not much choice they have except to unfortunately give their lives up or react. What is your take on that?
The police officers have the same standard as a regular citizen. When you believe your life or the life of another is in danger, and it's reasonable based on the actions, that you are allowed to defend yourself with lethal force. And when we hear things like, well, shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the arm. Listen, when someone's pointing a weapon or you believe a weapon's being pointed back at you,
mm-hmm.
when tunnel vision sets in and all you can see is proven science between 1 to 3 degrees of what you're staring at and everything else around it's pretty much gone, trying to hit that target. And a lot of people, I've heard athletes say, oh, I go to the range, I hit a target from 20 yards away. Well, when you're not worried about a bullet coming back at you, it's real easy to sit there, breathe, squeeze the trigger, and focus.
And it's non-moving. It's a non-moving target. You know, arms and legs move.
Yeah, and the other issue we have is we're accountable for our rounds as they leave our weapon. So if I'm trying to hit you in the arm and I miss because it's a small target, wherever it goes, I'm now responsible. So all officers are trained to shoot center mass of the target presented. It's not shoot for the chest, shoot for the stomach. It's center mass of whatever target you have presented. At the time, lethal force is necessary. And so that's why typically you'll see shots to the chest or the stomach or that big target, because that's the biggest target available. But to talk about potentially shoot a gun out of his hand, or I've seen in the movies you can karate kick a gun. Listen, when you're worried about going home and seeing your wife or husband and children, trying to karate kick a gun out of someone's hand is not going to get it done. And a citizen shouldn't feel that if they were in the same situation, that they should have to do the same, and they don't.
Moreover, they could be a threat to those behind you or others. So if somebody has a lethal weapon and they're already shooting, you know, your job is to, you know, not only save yourself, but to save the citizens. And so, you know, bless you guys. I know people are listening. What can people do to help support the police?
So I'll tell you, here in Nevada, I have created a political action committee. The Political Action Committee is committed toward electing politicians that are supportive of law and order, that are supportive of the police, that are supportive of helping us get better training and more training, not taking officers off the street and allowing criminals to be criminals. That's what we're doing here. Our PAC has been hugely successful. We've launched a campaign against a couple of the politicians that in a special session were pretty hell-bent on stripping rights and protections away from officers. And so what our PAC does is we go out on a PR campaign against those people, and we're trying to get the good people elected.
Thank God. How do people, in the last 10 seconds, how can people find more information?
They can call my office at 702-384-8692 or go to our website at lvppa.com.
Oh, Detective Grammas, thank you so much. I cannot wait to have you back. You all, please be safe.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are planning legislation to form a commission to review a president's health and fitness for office. Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying,
"This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents."
Hurricane Delta on track to make landfall later today in southwestern Louisiana. Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards telling Louisianans,
I know that the people all over Louisiana, in particular southwest Louisiana, are very strong. They're very resilient. They're very faithful. And they're going to be tested here. But I want you to know we're going to do everything we can, working with your local partners, working with our federal partners, to put you in the best possible position.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A new round of sanctions being imposed on Iran aimed at cracking down on the country's financial sector. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki explains.
The United States has imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran, focusing on the country's financial sector. The new sanctions target 18 Iranian banks that haven't been subject to restrictions under recently reimposed sanctions. More importantly, non-Iranian financial institutions are now subject to penalties for doing business with those Iranian banks. The Treasury Department says the sanctions are focused on sectors in the Iranian economy to deny the government the resources to fund and support its nuclear program. The sanctions do contain exceptions for humanitarian trade, though critics say they will further hamper Iranian efforts to purchase needed resources in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic.
The CDC warning people who are overweight, their risk of complications from COVID-19 might be as high as those who are considered obese. Nearly 40% of American adults are clinically obese, and 32% are overweight. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, unfortunately in an election year, so much attention, you know, surrounds politics, and we have, unfortunately, one of the most tumultuous political years, as well as years that have been, you know, pervaded with COVID and Supreme Court changes and all sorts of stuff going on. And we forget that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Breast Cancer Awareness Month is kind of big because breast cancer can affect 1 in 8 women, and it's affected people in my family. I don't know anybody who it hasn't affected. And, you know, we have a large amount of Americans, actually the majority of them, men and women, have breasts. So why not spend some time discussing this? So joining us today is Dr. Christy Funk, breast cancer surgeon, who actually wrote the book Breasts, the Owner's Manual. And I need that because I really don't know what to do with mine. Dr. Funk, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thanks for having me.
Man, before we even start, becoming a breast cancer surgeon, that is something that, I mean, not only did you do the amount of medical schooling that I did, and then you went into a surgical, you know, residency, but then on top of that, you specialized. How many years did it take to become a breast cancer surgeon?
Since birth, 31.
Wow. Wow, yeah.
And, you know... And, you know, it was before residency hour restrictions, too. That it was like, in retrospect, I'm like, wow, that I was tough back then.
I know, 36-hour plus shifts. I know.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. The young ones have it so much easier.
They don't know how easy they've got it. Well, I'm excited, though, about the journey. However hard it was, it led me here, and I really... love my practice and my life and the messaging that I get to share with people. So thanks for having me today, because I can't wait to tell your listeners all about what I know, some of what I know.
Absolutely.
Here, but one of the things...
And definitely you're qualified, and what it highlights that there's a specialty in breast cancer surgery is it highlights the fact that this is pretty common. How common is breast cancer?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, 1 in 8 women gets breast cancer, and men have breasts too. I heard you mention that. They're not as frequently getting to get cancer, but they do get it. And there are about 268,000 invasive breast cancers diagnosed in the U.S. every year, and 41,000 women will die from breast cancer. So we still have a long ways to go in fighting this disease. The rate goes up, very small, but goes up 0.3% per year. And I bring that up because this year, thanks to COVID and fear, women aren't screening. Screening is down 62%, and the August numbers showed a 52% drop in invasive breast cancers. Okay, that's an impossibility. We haven't slashed breast cancer in half. It's there, undiagnosed, not in quarantine, growing and dividing. So I've really got an alarm to sound this year more than ever. Not only are these, you know, I just gave you the stat, 268,000. We're talking about 130,000 undiagnosed invasive cancers. Not only are they going to explode in the years to come, but they're going to be at more advanced stages, not only because of the head start they're getting now, but COVID is also... created an atmosphere where we're embracing all of these behaviors that we know from science elevate breast cancer risk and death. We're talking alcohol, exercise, being sedentary, poor food choices, gaining weight, and being stressed out. So we've got all this on the rise with undiagnosed cancers. There could never be a better time for this campaign that I've launched with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and a bunch of celebrities. It's called letsbeatbreastcancer.org. It's totally free. All you do is sign a pledge to follow a science-based four-pronged approach to beating breast cancer, and those prongs are to choose plant-based foods, exercise regularly, maintain a healthy weight, and limit alcohol. When you sign up, you get a free e-cookbook, a chance at cool giveaways, and we also got weekly newsletters with practical advice. We don't just cut you loose and say, yeah, there are your prongs. Good luck with that. We teach you how to really engage with each other and integrate the steps into your life. So Let's Beat breastcancer.org is such a cool campaign. So I invite everybody to take the pledge.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We're speaking to Dr. Christy Funk, breast cancer surgeon, and, people will tell me, my patients will tell me, I don't have to worry about breast cancer because it's not in the family. And then I have to cite that 90%+ of people that get breast cancer have never had a family member with it. Can you expand on that?
Amen. Yes. Sing it, Dr. Dahlia. That is my biggest pet peeve in my whole practice. So only 5 to 10% of all breast cancer comes from an inherited genetic mutation. And I'll give maybe 5-10% tops. It's kind of like weird, like you're super young and you're super healthy, you've been zenned out since birth. Like it just is weird, fate kind of thing. But the vast majority, the big fat middle of that bell curve is 80-90% of all breast cancer is not from genetics. It is from your choices. Every single time you lift fork to mouth, you're making a choice, pro-cancer or anti-cancer. Every time what you decide to think and not think, to say and not say, to move or not move, you're making choices with your diet and your lifestyle. And that is the key to, frankly, all of a healthy life. And you know that as a
Amtrak
stock and integrated. Yeah. So remember this, 87% of all breast cancer patients don't have a single first degree relative with breast cancer. So for the vast majority, it is, you're not off scot-free because it's quote unquote not in the family. If you're a woman and you're getting older, you are at risk for breast cancer.
So true. So true. Plus, you know, many people in our previous families, the older generations would die of a heart attack or stroke before the cancer would be found. So you almost have to assume that it could have even been in the family. So that's kind of why we don't use that as a parameter. Now, you know, one thing that it has frustrated me, although I understand why it be, is, you know, the task force does not recommend women doing self-exams anymore. That's not, self-breast exams are not recommended as a screen because of, you know, false positives and, you know, but I'm frustrated because in my practice, a new patient would walk in saying, I felt a lump. You know, how do you feel as, you know, in your specialty about, you know, women knowing their body and picking things up to show the physician?
Oh my goodness, I very much disagree with the task force conclusion. I actually advocate that young girls, as soon as they start menstruating, do a monthly self-breast exam. And at easybreastexam.com, I've got a video showing you how. And the reason is not because I think a 13-year-old is going to get breast cancer. I need her not to get the heebie-jeebies whenever she feels her own breast as she gets older and is at an age that is more at risk for breast cancer. So I am a huge proponent of self-breast exam because you're with your breast all day long, 24-7, your whole life. I see your breast maybe once a year, maybe twice, maybe just after you feel that lump. So getting familiar with the terrain is really the point of starting young and to not be wigged out by the lumps and the bumps because breasts are lumpy. The key is you get this unconscious finger memory of like, whoa, now that was not there before, and I'm sure of it. Why? Because I've been doing this for the last 15 years, right?
Exactly. It's new.
So I love self-breast.
Right. Exactly. No, it is. Yeah. And, you know, and thank you for touching upon that alcohol increases risk of breast cancer. People, you know, try to convince me that they have to have a glass or two of wine a night because it helps the heart. And we still don't have a lot of consensus from the cardiologists. Meanwhile, alcohol has been linked. We know that for sure has been linked to breast cancer and throat cancer. And so, you know, with alcohol consumption, is there any that you recommend is okay or is none of it allowed?
I'll be clear that there's no safe limit to alcohol consumption. However, if you choose to drink, choose red wine. There are some properties in red wine that are actually helpful. You can get those same properties by chewing the skin of red grapes. So I'm going to throw that out there, too. In red wine, you've got resveratrol, which is a potent antioxidant. It's actually a standalone tool in certain studies right now to fight breast cancer. So resveratrol is in there.
Good.
And it's an aromatase inhibitor, which lowers estrogen. So red wine would be the only healthy choice, somewhat healthy choice, if you're going to drink alcohol.
Awesome.
So you mentioned, though, it elevates, I think, but...
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, we're coming on to the end. How can people find you again?
Okay, let's see. Breastcancer.org and pinklotus.com.
Awesome. Dr. Funk, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks, Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am so glad I'm not president. I really would hate to have my medical records all over the place. I mean, I know I kind of discuss with you guys every time I do get a mammogram or a colonoscopy or a pap smear, but still, you know, I just like a little bit of privacy. But Dr. Sean Conley, the White House physician for the president, D.O., by the way, woo, yay. And I'm an M.D., but I love D.O.s. I think D.O.s are the bombs, so I love them all. They're all pretty cool. Love chiropractors because I'm married to a chiropractor. So I just think it's just really, really cool that, you know, President Trump kind of, you know, embraced osteopathy. And we've discussed, you know, osteopathy and you know, one of the first presidents to do that. So, you know, a lot of, you know, liberals out there, a lot of haters, and, you know, that was kind of a cool thing. I think there's a lot of now changes that are happening where, you know, people have been kind of discriminated against, and they've been discriminated against based on, you know, degree choice and training. And yeah, I'd like to see all discrimination end. I'm no fan of it. I think it's long overdue. And unfortunately, we do see DOs discriminated against. And I think thus far, Dr. Sean Conley has been doing an amazing job with President Trump. He released his vitals yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw President Trump's vitals. President Trump's heart rate is about 69 beats a minute. And that, you know, normal is anywhere between 60 and 90. That's a pretty healthy heart rate. You know, the higher your heart rate goes, the more we get a little nervous. You know, somebody that has a higher resting heart rate doesn't seem to do well long term. So being in the 60s for your heart rate is pretty damn healthy. His blood pressure, too, I was pretty surprised. 127? No. Is it 127 over 81? So 127. I thought originally he was in the 110s. 127, anything above 120 over 80 is a little high. But for a 74-year-old who's overweight, you know, with the stress that he has, being 127 over 81, not too bad. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes on medication eventually for blood pressure, but if he could lose weight, if he could keep the stress down, if he could cut his salt, if he could cut any alcohol. I really don't see him drink too much. Maybe get that blood pressure just a little tighter. But not too bad. His respiratory rate was between 15 and 17, we usually want you, you know, between like, you know, 12 and 20. So 15 and 17 for a respiratory rate, having a respiratory disease such as COVID, not being tachypneic where he's breathing extra fast to kind of try and relieve some CO2 buildup or whatever. A respiratory rate of 15 to 17 is pretty damn good. And then his pulse oximetry showed he was anywhere between 96 and 98% room air. Normal is anything above 95%. So having a pulse oximetry between 96 and 98% is pretty strong. I wish I could see vitals such as this on average 30, 40, 50-year-olds I've taken care of. So, I, you know, pretty reassuring. But where everybody kind of got their panties all up in a bunch is Dr. Conley had suggested that the president, you know, being day 10 after having COVID symptoms falling on tomorrow, he would be able to, which he anticipates, to safely return to public engagements. So, of course, you know, media starts to kind of, you know, blow up on that. Well, I don't want him around, or I don't want him around, or we don't want him around, nobody wants him around. And, you know, I've kind of told you how I feel about all this, you know. We have a very, very strange picture of what's been going on with COVID, and for some reason, back east is really getting hit with some spikes, even the Midwest. You know, we've seen upticks in the West, but some strange stuff is happening back east. And I don't know if it's a new strain. I don't know if there's, you know, certain, you know, protections that used to be in place that the virus has outsmarted. You know, apparently those plexiglass stands during the vice presidential debate, the two plexiglass stands, were supposed to, you know, protect the candidates from, you know, the deadly COVID, but a fly was able to kind of break through that barrier and fly spread disease. So, you know, maybe it's because, you know, people with their guard down, maybe because people are putting just too much weight, you know, on what, you know, a 6-foot social distancing measure could do. I personally would not advise the president to be in public yet. Not because I'm worried so much that he's contagious, is I just don't think that's the healthiest move right now, considering there could sometimes be this after effect, this this reactivation or this second phase. You know, I still worry that there could be phases in the future. We've seen people get clots a few weeks out after having COVID. We've seen people decompensate respiratory wise a few weeks after COVID. So I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. October is kind of that should kind of be a delicate month for the president. And then politically, just look at the optics of it. You know, he had COVID. Yes, he feels great. He just was hospitalized. You know, if at all anybody gets COVID, right, at any of his events, whether it's the town hall debate this coming week, which I think I canceled, whether it's him doing a rally, if anybody gets COVID, they're going to blame him, even if it wasn't the president. And so, I don't know if that's really what the president needs right now when, you know, he's trying to get reelected and, you know, we're going through this campaign and this election and, you know, all the issues with the mail-in ballots and all that. You know, does he really need on his plate people accusing him of spreading COVID? You know, the only reason why you haven't heard that yet is he appears to be one of the victims who got COVID during the SCOTUS nomination or wherever we think there was a super spreader event. But people are trying to make a case that at a fundraiser just a few days before, he could have exposed others. So I just the media optics of it, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, you know, go and do a rally and I get they need money. I get he needs to show that he has the support. I mean, of all the times for this to happen, you know, just days before the election, it's not pretty. But I think there are other things he could do. Now, you know, can he have crowds that are farther than 6 feet away from him? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he could have crowds that are probably 20 feet away, but the problem is if they're outside and we believe that COVID could be airborne, you're still going to have somebody claim that they could have gotten COVID from him. Or that it, you know, and so, you know, maybe this weekend, not the best idea. That would be me. But, you know, I keep getting asked from you guys, you know, when are you not contagious with COVID? Well, you know, with flu, you know, we let you go back to work when your fever was gone. You know, 3 days, you could be sick with the flu for a day or two, and you come back to work with open arms, and everybody's like, hey, he's back to work. And that's flu. And so, you know, we've kind of been under this pretense that, you know, if you've had no fever for 24 hours, you're not contagious. However, we know viruses are smarter than that. We know herpes virus, you could have no active symptoms and be shedding herpes. You could have no active HIV symptoms and be shedding HIV. You could be, you know, transmitting hepatitis to somebody without you having hepatitis symptoms. We know that chicken pox will live in your body forever. You get the chickenpox virus, it decides to camp out, lay low in a nerve, and then come out of shingles when it, you know, during the 2020 election year. Boy, have I gotten, you know, buku calls of people going, I got shingles. I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you. I wonder when I'm going to get mine. So we know that viruses, one, hide out. We know that viruses can be shed without having symptoms. So why is coronavirus any different? Well, it's because we're assuming coronavirus is going to be similar to the other viruses in that family. And it's a huge family of viruses. And the average coronavirus, the average cold goes away on its own. It just dies and you don't hear from it anymore. Same thing with flu. You get the flu, it's not really supposed to camp out in the body. It's just supposed to die off and just go away. Rhinovirus, same thing. Some of the enteroviruses, same thing. The problem is we don't know 100% about this virus. We don't know 100% if this virus is one that does either reactivate or stay around. So that's why I'd be like, not this weekend, at least. And I would lay low for the month just because I don't want you to, you know, get those clots or those other sort of sequelae that we see weeks after a COVID infection. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. starvation, or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.